Hello and welcome to Tech 101, the show that demystifies the digital world we live in, one fundamental concept at a time. I'm your host, Daniel Lakis, and if you ever started out of your phone, thumb hovering over the Wi-Fi, cellular data toggle, wondering which one to pick, or it even matters. You're in exactly the right place. Today we are settling one of the most practical everyday tech debates that nobody really explains. Wi-Fi versus mobile data. They both get you online. They both let you scroll, stream, and send. But they are fundamentally different technologies, born from different philosophies with different strengths, weaknesses, and ideal use cases. Understanding these differences is not just tech trivia. It's the key to saving money on your phone bill, getting faster speeds when you need them most, protecting your sensitive information, and even preserving your bodily life. We're going to pull back the curtain on radio waves, routers, cell towers, and invisible infrastructure that keeps you connected. By the time you're done, that little toggle on your screen won't just be a button. It will be a strategic decision. So let's get into it. And drum roll, please. Drum roll. I think I don't have my drum roll. Let's see. I do have my drum rolls beside me. Let's start with the most fundamental layer of all physics. The myth for many is that Wi-Fi and mobile data are just two brands of the same invisible internet juice. The reality is they operate on totally different parts of the radio frequency spectrum. Wi-Fi primarily uses the 2.4 GHz and the 5 GHz bands, and now 6 GHz with a Wi-Fi GE and 7. Mobile data, depending on your career and generations, uses a complex cocktail of licensed bands ranging from low bands 600 MHz to high band millimeter wave at 39 GHz and beyond. These are not just numbers. These frequencies dictate how far a signal can travel, how well it penetrates a concrete wall, and how much data it can carry. It's the difference between wide, slow river and a narrow, high-pressure fire hose. The birth story of these two technologies reveals their souls. Wi-Fi, affectionately born from a failed experiment in wireless cash register in the late 1990s. Interesting. It's fundamentally an unlicensed technology. It's a chaotic, democratic wild west of connectivity. Anyone can buy a router and create network in their home without asking the government for permission. Mobile data, on the other hand, is a meticulously planned, central controlled, and heavily regulated empire. Carriers spend billions of dollars at government auction for exclusive rights to specific slices of the spectrum. Wi-Fi is a community garden. Mobile data is a private gated estate. Because of their unlicensed nature, Wi-Fi bands are shared partly lined with your neighbors, your microwave, your Bluetooth earbuds. This is why myth lasting reality of your gigabyte home internet can sometimes feel sluggish. When you are on the 2.4 GHz band, you are in a tiny, crowded room where everyone is shouting. Only one device can speak on channel at a time. Your Wi-Fi router is a master of coordinating this chaos through a system called carrier sense multiple access with collision avoidance. Basically, polite listen before you talk protocol. Mobile networks with the exclusive license spectrum are meticulously organized, symphony conducted entirely by the cell tower. The tower is a dictator that tells every single phone exactly when how to speak. Eliminating the chaos is unlicensed airwaves. Wow. That's another chapter. Now let's talk about the range myth. The idea of a powerful cellular tower miles away gives you better signal than your router in the next room. The reality is a brutal law of physics called inverse square law of path loss. Lower frequency mobile signals like 600 or 700 megahertz used for rural 5G can indeed travel for many miles and punch through building remarkably well. But high frequency millimeter wave 5G, which delivers those mind-blowing multi-gigabyte speeds, can be blocked by a leaf, heavy rain, or even your own hand holding the phone. Wi-Fi, specifically at 5 and 6 GHz, is designed for a single home or building. Its power is legally crap to keep it good neighbor. So cellular wins for range at low frequency. But Wi-Fi is the undisputed champion of predictable high-capacity bubble around your home. Interesting, people. The architecture of internet pipeline is a critical difference nobody talks about. Your Wi-Fi router is the final stop on a long physical journey. Your home internet might come through a fiber optic or a coaxial cable buried in your yard. Owned by internet service provider, the router is just converts that wired signal into wireless. One of the last few meters, mobile data, however, is a 100% wireless journey from your phone to the tower. The tower itself does have a wired, high-capacity fiber backhaul connection to internet, but your phone's link to the tower is a pure electromagnetic leap. This means your Wi-Fi's performance tied to the quality of your ISP's buried cable, while your cellular performance is tied your proximity and line of sight to tower. Let's shatter the pervasive myth. Full bars of Wi-Fi means you have the fast internet. The icon on your phone is not a speed meter, it's a proximity meter, measuring the signal strength between you and the router. You can have a screaming fast, perfectly strong connection to a router that is, well, itself connect to a broken or congested internet path. Your four strong Wi-Fi bars that connected no internet message are perfect demonstration of this reality. Conversely, on mobile data, strong signal to a tower that's heavily congested at a stadium will also give you a show speed. But measure the quality of first link, not the end of digital journey. Power consumption is a silent. Indeed! Daily battleground between these two technology and the truth is often counterintuitive. The myth is the mobile data use more battery than Wi-Fi. The reality is depends entirely on distance. When you're close to Wi-Fi router with a strong, stable connection, the Wi-Fi radio chip sips power, and this is almost always more efficient than cellular modem. But if you are at the edge of your Wi-Fi network, your phone must crank up its transmit power to shut back to the router, draining the battery significantly faster than strong cellular connection would. A modern phone or phone with a good 5G connection to a nearby tower can be more powerful efficient than a phone glowing in the single weak bar of Wi-Fi at the far end of the house. Security philosophies could not be more different. For a generation, the security myth was the password-protected Wi-Fi network is a private fortress. The reality is all Wi-Fi data is broadcast over the air for anyone in range to capture. The only thing protecting you is the encryption protocol, and this standard has evolved from the laughably insecure WEP to now robust WAP3. Public open Wi-Fi with no password is broadcasting your data in a clear for any malicious eavesdrop with a cheap laptop. A 4G or 5G cellular connection is encrypted by default end-to-end using strong SIM card-based authentication. You never connect to a public encrypted cell tower. Out of the box, for a coffee shop scenario, cellular data is almost always the more secure transport. The concept of network ownership creates a fascinating behavioral shift. On Wi-Fi, you are a tenant. You are subject to the router owner's rules, the security posture, the content filtering, and the ability to see what devices are connected. On your mobile data plan, you are the customer and the owner of your personal area network. Your carrier provides the pipe, but aside from complying with the legal interception laws, does not expect to filter your traffic at a local coffee shop. When you switch from a guest Wi-Fi to your own 4G or 5G, you are not just changing the radio technology. You're reclaiming digital autonomy over your immediate connection. Well, let's see. The visible demon or demon of responsiveness is where we separate the casual scroller from competitive gamer. Wi-Fi, when properly configured in a modern router with a good wired black hole, often delivers lower and more consistent latency and even 5G. A round trip from your phone to game server via fiber hack Wi-Fi 6E can be under 5 milliseconds. Mobile data introduces the inherent latencies of a cellular air interface, and interface scheduling and handoff between towers. However, the myth that mobile data is always laggy is being destroyed by 5G's ultra-reliable low-latency communication, ULLC. Capabilities of being single-digit millisecond latency to the cellular world are a requirement for remote surgency or surgery and autonomous vehicle teleportation. Let's talk about congestion. Handling, I should say, reveals the engineering philosophy of its system. When a million people descend on a city square of New Year's Eve, the mobile network crumbles first. Why? Because all those phones are screaming to handful of overload cell towers. This is an infamous signal, no throughput scenario. Strategically place Wi-Fi access point to that same square, especially in a dense enterprise-grade Wi-Fi 7 system with a thousand of tiny directional antennas, can carve up airspace more efficiently for a dense, contained crowd. This is why high-density stadium Wi-Fi projects exist. For a concentrated stationary crowd, a well-engineered Wi-Fi network can defeat an overwhelmed macro cell tower. Mobility is the killer app that defines mobile data. This is not a myth. It is a core architectural superpower. The cellular network was born to handle handset in a car moving at 70 miles per hour. The system is engineered for a seamless split-second handoff between towers. Your phone is constantly measuring signal strength for multiple towers, and the network orchestrates graceful button pass. Wi-Fi by design is sticky and clumsy with motion. Your phone will cling to a dying Wi-Fi signal from restaurant router until utterly unstable, or of course unusable. Only then painfully switching to cellular for a moving car, train, or even a brisk walk. Mobile data is not just better, it's the only system architectured for that job. The public Wi-Fi trust fallacy is a security lesson we must keep repeating. The myth is that Wi-Fi network named Starbucks Wi-Fi belongs to Starbucks. The reality is that anyone with a $50 device can broadcast that network name from a backpack. Your device might automatically connect to a malicious evil twin network, and then attacker can strip away encryption, capture password, and inject malware. A VPN is non-negotiable shield on any public Wi-Fi. Your mobile data connection, by contrast, is a cryptographically authenticated by SIM card in your device and carries network infrastructure. You are far less likely to connect to a fake cell tower through sophisticated Stingray device do exist. The threat model on random Wi-Fi is democratized. Anyone can do it. Let's talk about the data caps and economics of attention. Your home Wi-Fi connected to a fiber pipe is often functionally unlimited or has a cap so high that you never think about it. Your mobile data plan is a scarce, expensive, or measured resource. The myth is that you should just use Wi-Fi everywhere to save money. The behavioral reality is that psychological scarcity of a limited 5G bucket can be exploited by apps and detect Wi-Fi and unleash a torrent background activity. Out to updating 200 apps, uploading your 4K videos to the cloud, downloading OS updates, connecting to Wi-Fi can actually trigger a massive data transfer that you don't even see. Often intentionally staying on cellular and disabling Wi-Fi assist or background update features can keep your data bill lower. The technology generation gap is a crucial context. Comparing 5G to Wi-Fi 4 of 2010 is a rig name. Today we are neck-to-neck sprint between 5G Advanced and Wi-Fi 7. Wi-Fi 7 introduced multi-link operation, which is simultaneously used the 2.4 GHz and 5 GHz and 6 GHz bands as a single aggregated seamless connection, dramatically reducing latency and eliminating interference dropouts. 5G counters with a carrier aggregation, binding disparate chunks of a spectrum into one fat pipe. The myth of a clear winner is dead. The reality is convergence, where underlying technologies like OFDMA modulations are increasingly borrowed from each other playbooks. Let's get the practical with the scenario. The video call, your own important client Zoom call, and you're pacing around your house. This is the dead zone of a static Wi-Fi as you move from the office to the kitchen. Your Wi-Fi signal might have to hop from the main router to a mesh node. That hop can introduce 50 millisecond hiccup or a frozen face, garbled sentence. Your phone, however, if on 5G mid-band connection, will make a smooth micromanage transition between much more distant cell selector. For a stationary desk-bound call, a wired backhaul Wi-Fi is king. or mobile walk, talk, call, the modern cellular network's mobility manage is superpower. You don't want to bypass. The Internet of Things reveals sharp fork in the road. Your smart light bulb scenarios, the door locks are in army of simple cheap lower device. They speak low data protocols, Zigbee, Thread, Z-Wave, often breeze to Wi-Fi hub. Putting 5G modern and a paid data plan in every single light bulb is economically the power prohibitively insane. However, for a specific class of LOT, the massive lot like agricultural soil sensors across 1,000 acres are asset trackers on shipping containers, corrosion ocean, and nucleus of cellular tech is the only answer. These are the low power wide area cellular networks to turn for 10 years on a battery. Wi-Fi is a range of 10 feet of a laughable cage for a farmer who needs sensor per acre. The emergency call is non-negotiable. Life or death features that reveals mobile data is a foundational privilege. By law of most countries, a cellular call to emergency service must be routed and processed, and it does not even require an active data plan or SIM card. The network is mandated to carry it. Wi-Fi calling, while generally reliable now, does not have the same legacy of guaranteed regulatory-bound location transmission. When you dial 911 on a cell network, even without Volt, the infrastructure bends over the backwards to triangulate your location and route you to the nearest dispatcher. Relying on the Volt call over random Wi-Fi network is a crisis as a gamble. The cellular 911 call is a societal contract embedded in silicon of the network. Dual mode device have blurred the lines so successfully that new myth has emerged. Wi-Fi calling is just a fancy app. The reality is that modern native Wi-Fi calling is an astonishingly sophisticated core network integration. When you enable it, your phone builds an encrypted IPsec tunnel straight back into your carrier's mobile core network. Bypassing the public internet entirely, the carrier brain does not care of your traffic coming in via cell tower or a coffee shop Wi-Fi. It reaches a native trusted mobile traffic, seamlessly handling off your SMS and calls. This is not a Skype-style app. This is a cellular network engineering miracle that stitches unlicensed spectrum directly into carrier's secure intelligent core. The myth of speed requires cold shower of reality. Yes, millimeter wave 5G can hit 3.4 giga per seconds. Yes, Wi-Fi 7 can hit 5 gigabyte per seconds. These are the peak theoretical physical layer of speeds archiving shielded lob with one device right next to the radio. The reality is capacity is shared. Your Wi-Fi 7 router multi-gigabyte speed is a pie that must be sliced among every streaming TV, gaming console, and a phone in your house. The 5G tower speed is a pie shared among every user in that sector. Marketing sells you a private jet's to top speed. Reality gives you a commercial airliner's average cruising velocity with 100 other passengers on board. Real-world throughput is a sociological question about the number of hungry users, not just spec sheet number. The indoor penetration method has been defined by the modern building materials. The old adage that cellular is a better outdoors, Wi-Fi indoors is too simple. Modern low-energy efficient windows have a metallic oxide coating that acts as almost perfectly Faraday cage. reflecting cellular signals away from your apartment. A modern apartment's buildings is a tomb for microcellular signals. Meanwhile, your Wi-Fi is already inside building with you, and architectural one building itself needs a distributed antenna system for a cellular or a reliant on your personal indoor Wi-Fi as the primary bridge to the world. And a crucial need for apparent device buyers that Wi-Fi only tablets are GIMP interior product. The reality is that Wi-Fi only model is for 80% of users the smarter financial and functional choice. It avoids the 130 plus upfront cost of the cellular. And that, my friends, is it invisible battle, the silent handshake, and the practical wisdom of two radio technology that power your digital life. You've journeyed from physics of radio waves to economics of data plans, from the security of a coffee shop network to emergency call that we always find the tower. If you take just one thing away from this episode, well, Wi-Fi and mobile data are not rivals. They are dance partners. One thrives on stationary, high-capacity, low-cost abundance. The other thrives on mobility, security in the wild, and the foundational promise of connection wherever you roam. The power is not in the network itself. The power is in your newfound understanding when it uses which tool. And the title toggle on your phone is no longer a mastery and mystery. It's a conscious choice you get to make based on the context, not confusion. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Tech 101. If this episode's up light bulb for you, please share it with someone who is still burning through their data plan on public network. Until next time, stay connected, stay curious, and make smart choices with those invisible waves all around you. I'll catch you on the next one. And topics on your field, AI myth versus reality. Again, thank you so much for your time. More to come, people. See you soon.